Watson. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, yesterday we spent a lot of time, and all this week, on you-know-what subject. But we took it a step further yesterday and talked to a number of people about coaching methods and techniques and requirements and things that good coaches do to help their teams win. We spoke with Herm Edwards, we spoke with Doc Rivers, and they both agreed, Ben, that one of the more difficult and important things that a good head coach does is deal with athletic failure. Now, maybe this would be a better question to ask somebody who plays for the Oakland Raiders or the Buffalo Bills or Cleveland. But in your estimation and over your career, how important is it to have a head coach that brings energy and positivity back to work the morning after you'd suffer a heartbreaking loss, in this case to Indianapolis?
Well, it's very important. You know, the coach is the leader of the team, you know, first and foremost. You know, the team kind of takes on his personality. And, you know, in order to bounce back from a loss, in order to maintain, you know, when you have a big win, you know, a lot of that falls on the head coach when you come in for that first meeting on Monday.
And as best as you can tell us, does Belichick handle it with a combination of positivity and critical assessment? Is he dour? Is he energetic? How does he address you guys and get you back on the track this week to stop thinking about the Colts and start thinking about the Jets?
Yeah. He's both. He's both. He definitely criticizes, but he definitely praises where praise is due. The one thing I can say about him is that he's real. He's real in every situation. You know, if you're doing a good job as a team, as an individual, he's going to tell you. If you're doing a bad job, he's going to tell you. So you know that he's going to coach you for the betterment of the team. You know, his main goal is to improve the football team. He does whatever is in the best interest of the football team. I mean, he'll tell you that any day. So everything he does, whether it's the meetings, whether it's, you know, speaking to us in the meetings, whether it's coaching decisions, personnel, game time decisions, all those things go toward the betterment and the improvement and the success of the football team.
Ben, I mentioned these three teams earlier in this conversation, Oakland, Buffalo, and Cleveland. And I know this was a tough week down at Gillette for the Patriots, but it's the exception rather than the rule for you guys. My sense is when the Raiders and the Bills and the Browns show up every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday to go back to work, it is a gnawing feeling. Can you even imagine what it must be like to go to work as one of those members of one of those football teams?
I mean, I can't because I'm not there, but I mean, I know it's got to be tough. I mean, I know how it is when we you know, lose a game, and it's tough. Nobody wants to lose, you know, whether you lost one game or whether you lose, you know, all the games. You know, nobody wants to lose. So it's always tough to lose, to deal with that as a competitor first. You know, secondly, as a, you know, just a citizen of the city that you're living in, it's tough to lose. So, you know, those guys, you know, going through that and us, you know, we go through a loss. The only thing to kind of correct that is to go out and win the next week.
Ben, tell us, how surprised were you when you found out you were going for it on 4th-and-2, and how convinced were you that the play was going to work?
You know, honestly, in a game, you're in the flow, and you do what's called. You know, when it was 4th down, you know, you automatically think, you know, you punt, no matter when, where it is, 4th down. So you always kind of look to the sideline, seeing if the punt team is going to come on. But there's been times where we've gone for it. So, you know, I don't rush to any type of judgment now. You just kind of wait and kind of see what the coaches decide they want to do. I can remember, you know, I think last week Miami, we went for it. In Atlanta, we went for it a couple times. You know, so you never know what the coach decision is going to be. And, you know, as a player, you execute the play. And the coach calls the play no matter what it is, and you do your best to execute it. It's not our job, nor do we have the time a lot of times to actually think about, is this play going to work? Is it not going to work? Should we do this? Should we do that? You know, that's something that the coaches, you know, kind of deal with during the game. And during the game, you're so, you know, focused and so in the flow that, you know, a lot of things you just kind of go on autopilot and you just do.
Do you feel like you outplayed the Colts at the end of the day? Did you feel like you had the game won?
I feel like we played very well in a lot of phases. I feel like we executed our game plan, you know, what we wanted to do coming in. I think it was just tough. You know, I think it was a tough break. I mean, they came back. They're a team that we know that we have to play for 60 minutes. I mean, we've had games before where they've come back And they're a good team. You know, that's what good teams do. You know, they fight to the end for 60 minutes. So we knew it was going to be a 60-minute battle. I feel like as a team, we played very well. They just played better than we did on that day. That's why they won the game.
Ben, I'm going to ask you for a guesstimate, a percentage guesstimate with this particular question. I think by and large, most people, even outsiders from an organization, understand that wins and losses, by and large, are determined by, you know, game planning, preparation, X's and O's in the right place, and then certainly execution in all three phases of the game. That we know. But I'm wondering, based on the emotional aspect that most outsiders look at your team getting ready for the Jets, what percentage of your ability to win is based on emotional levels? And here's what brings this to my mind. You've already lost to the Jets, the mouthy Jets. They mouthed off and beat you in week number two. And you're coming off this Colts loss, which was very disappointing. And most people think it will be an ornery New England Patriots football team on the field on Sunday. Do those two things, having lost to the Jets and being angry about the Colts thing, provide 1%, 2%, no percent of your ability to win this football game?
Well, you know, I think it's different for different people. You know, I think some teams, some players take it, you know, differently. Some coaches take it differently. What we preach around here is all about execution. Emotion will only carry you so far. Mm-hmm. Emotion kind of runs out in the first quarter, probably halfway through the first quarter, maybe the first drive. Emotion runs out, and then, like you said, it's all about preparation. It's all about execution. It's all about what you do on Sunday. So the emotion, whether it's good or whether it's bad, that really doesn't matter as far as winning or losing a football game, because all that stuff is going to run out. I mean, you got to prepare during the week. You got to have a good week of preparation. You got to execute your game plan. That's when you are successful.
Hey, on the film that you saw, I know it's not the same one we saw. Do you think Kevin had the first down?
I thought he had the first down. You know, I was on the field, so I was running around on the other side of the field, so I didn't have a great look during the game. So I thought he had the first. I thought he had the first down. By our reaction, obviously their reaction was total opposite. Looking at the film, it looked like he did, but you know those things happen. You know, it's a tough call. I wouldn't want to be the referee in that situation. You know, he's making a split-second decision based on what he thinks the first down marker is. And it's one of those plays that could have went either way, honestly. That could have went either way for us or against us. Unfortunately, it went against us.
Ben, we leave you with this. Based on your conversation with Steve Burton after the game Sunday night, you don't ever need to ask Dennis and Callahan, is there a question mark there?
about the game?
Yeah. Yeah, because he was just saying stuff, and you didn't want to answer it because there was no question mark. He wasn't asking you any questions.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. That was hilarious. He was just venting.
He was venting, right.
I'm just going to let you vent, Steve. I'm just going to let you vent.
Ben looked at him and said,
you let me know when you want to answer something.
Yeah.
At least he didn't ask you about...
That was pretty funny.
At least he didn't ask you when the offense was going to get going.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
What do you people want, right?
All right, Ben.
I have a good time with Steve, man. I mean, he's great to do those interviews with. So, you guys have a great weekend.
Good luck Sunday. We'll talk to you next week. Ben Watson.